I just let everything unfold, and I'll turn the TV on when the Olympics are on.
Basically.
Hello, welcome to Half In, Half Out, the only LGBTQ plus gymnastics podcast. I'm Kino.
And I'm Blake. And we have very special guests with us today. Our sister podcast, our favorite twins, Brittany and Ashley, All Things Gymnastics. Hello. So good to see you.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having us back.
We were just talking about how we've all had weird days and are all in weird, goofy headspace. So yes, this should be fun. Okay, so we're going to split. We're going to do a half of our conversation here. On this podcast, we're going to talk about the team final, kind of give you an overview of what that's going to look like, give some predictions, as well as all-around final for WAG. And then on All Things Gymnastics, we're going to talk about all of the event finals and give you the previews and predictions for those. I will start by saying that if it was not for Spencer and the balance beam situation, this would be impossible. Thank you, Spencer.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Spencer.
Bless Spencer. Seriously.
The first thing I did today, we were talking, I was just like, okay, and Spencer's document for the team prediction, team rankings, and go. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He's serious.
I do actually. I realize I have really strong feelings about the team final. Oh. And I think that people aren't going to like them.
Controversial.
They're not controversial or anything like that. It's just, I was like, oh, I don't care if this team medals that much. And I don't think people are going to like that.
So are we doing like realistic then, or are we just doing feelings? Because I think mine is a little bit of both.
Yeah,
mine's a bit of both.
Okay. Mine's mostly realistic, but also a little bit of what I want to happen.
Yeah, I'll talk about both. I'm very good about talking about my feelings that, like, I mean, my feelings are still, you know, Morgan's going to get in the all-around final.
Yeah.
I'm in denial, like, still. Like, we're going to be in qualification, and I'm just going to be like, what's happening? Where's Morgan? I'm going to be in denial about that for the rest of my life, so that's fine. I'm delusional. Like genuinely, but you know, feelings and the facts are good.
Yeah. And this is my first quad really paying attention to any other like country besides the US. So I will probably have the least to say today, but we'll probably learn a lot. And I'll try to keep track of.
Just imagine us next, by the time we get to Paris, we're just going to be like, we're going to have so many thoughts and feelings.
Yes, and I might even know some stuff.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so who wants to start with thoughts, feelings about team finals? We want to kind of run through a I can give the facts.
Yeah, Blake, give us some facts.
Because I won't have any opinions or real predictions. So Spencer, again, our hero, thank you. Calculated kind of predicted scores based on average score on each event from all the 2021 competitions, and where you kind of expect the 12 teams to place. The US has like a 4-point lead basically over China and Russia, which are pretty closely matched for expected second and third. And then you have another four-point gap to Japan, and another 2.5-point gap. And then things kind of start to even out a little bit. You got Great Britain, Italy, France, Canada, Belgium. And then towards the end, we have Germany, Netherlands, and Spain. Thoughts, feelings? Or what's your controversial yet brave?
Well, I don't want to get to that yet, but I think we should talk about who we do think is going to be in that final. And I think it is pretty straightforward.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, there are only 8 teams in the final. I do want to say that, like, even though the selection process has been like so chaotic this quad. And I'm so glad they're going away from it, at least partially. I don't know if they announced the complete selection process or just that it's going back to the teams. Does anybody know?
I think it's just that it's going back to like a 5-person team.
I wasn't sure if they were like, but we're still going to have some individual routes, which I'm still not opposed to. Like, I do actually like the individual system because I think that qualification way is really interesting, but that is not the point. I think, like Spencer said, like, Spain is just happy that they're there. And maybe with a full strength team, Spain would have had a better chance of maybe making that final. But I think Spain should just be really proud of themselves in general. I'm like, hey, Spain. But I don't know. I don't know about, you know, Belgium and Germany and the Netherlands. I think maybe Belgium or Germany could maybe steal that 8th spot. But I also think Canada, is stronger in places that they're not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, hold on, though. Are we talking about who we think is going to make the finals? Because that's kind of what you were talking about and you started going into.
Yeah.
Medals.
Okay. Like, do you think there's going to be an upset from this ranking? Like, do you think that there is a threat between France and Canada making this final? Do you think the Netherlands and, do you think Belgium, Germany... Not really the Netherlands, I guess. I guess the biggest threat is, do you think Belgium can make this final?
See, I feel like I don't know. when it comes down to, like, the smaller ranked teams, like, I don't necessarily, like, I feel like it could go either way. Yeah.
It's just going to take it's just going to take a fall on either side.
Yeah. Like, it could honestly be, like, any of those teams. My gut is kind of saying Canada. But I feel like that's because Canada has
Ellie Black.
Right. And Brooklyn Morris.
And Shallon Olsen and Ava Stewart. We won't leave her out. Like, I feel like this team for Canada is like scoring in this thing lower than what will happen. I think that this average here is not realistic for how they're going to score.
Yeah.
So you think that so this has them at like a 161.1. Mm-hmm. What you're saying then is like
a little bit higher.
Be higher. Yeah. I think so too. Canada's probably the only team besides the US that I might have any feelings about just because I like those athletes so much. Yeah. I really want them to be there.
So maybe that's more of like a feelings prediction. I don't know, but
yeah.
I'll be happy with honestly whatever team is in the final.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really, I mean, unless you have one of those top 5 teams falling out of the final, I don't think that top 8 is particularly controversial by any means. But I just thought that we should talk about those tiny teams. Like, you're still there. You're still at the Olympics.
Yeah, Belgium, like, mathematically speaking, Belgium has the best shot. I mean, they're 9th, obviously, but, like, significantly compared to Germany, Netherlands, Spain. The Spain thing is interesting. I am very happy for them. The gap is very large. So
is very large. Yeah, that's why I'm just like, okay, Spain, but I don't know. Like, these scores are also just kind of crazy because it's been a year with, this is 2021. They're not counting anything else. So like when I'm making my fantasy teams right now, because I'm in like 3 different fantasy leagues, it's like, okay, but this person doesn't have any scores recorded from this year because they very well may not have competed in 2021 yet because of COVID.
Yeah.
So I think that these rank, you also have to take that into consideration. So there could be a shakeup at the bottom, but I do think Canada, it's themselves, they're safe.
Yeah.
And I do have feelings about Canada.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Moores better be in the floor final, that's all I have to say.
Right. I know, I want that too.
But like scores wise, it looks possible. Feelings about medals here. It is hard with this one because it is such like something really catastrophic has to happen for anyone to medal besides the US, China, and Russia.
Yeah. But that's pretty much what we're all expecting at this point.
It is what we're expecting, but I have some feelings about it.
Do tell.
Okay.
You're about to drop a bomb, aren't you?
Okay. So obviously, like, I really don't, you know, like you all have said, I don't think that there's really a discussion to be had about the United States not getting the gold. Yeah. I mean, is this team as, like, solid in getting the gold maybe as they were last time? Absolutely not. But I still think that the gap is big enough, and I don't think anything, like, something really drastic. You'd have to have, like, somebody, like, be injured, knock on wood, that's not going to happen. I just mean, like, something really bad would have to happen. I think that the really interesting race is going to be for silver. I want China to get that silver. Okay?
That's who I have as my prediction for silver. Me too.
I want China to get that silver. And I really, really want Japan to be able to sneak in and get the bronze at home. That's all I want in my heart, is I want Japan to come in and get that bronze. And I don't think it's impossible. I don't think it's impossible. Now, this would mean there's going to be mistakes from Russia and China. I mean, I'm taking Russia off the podium. This has nothing to do with Russia. I would totally be happy if they got the bronze. Like, I wouldn't have an issue. Like, but I would love, like, you know, Great Britain got the bronze medal when they were at home in 2012. And I would love for that to happen for Japan. I just think that they could.
Well, so I'll say this. I think that if I could see any team dropping out of third, it would be Russia, just because I feel like their beam in particular is so hit or miss. Like, it's going to come down to, and this does apply to China as well, between, like, the race in second and third, but, like, really who hits beam, I feel like, is, like, that's going to determine who gets second, who gets third, and possibly even who gets fourth. I think that... So I have China second, and my reasoning for that is they're stronger. Like, this team in particular is stronger on vault and floor than in years past. I feel like we're so used to seeing China being, like, super great on bars and beam. And this team is, like, that's not to say that they aren't, but I feel like they have, like, some of their better bar options they left at home, or, like, injuries with Li Shijia. So I feel like we're seeing stronger vaults and maybe a little bit better floor routines with this team. And I feel like that's probably going to help them, like, at least in my feelings world. I feel like between, like, their difficulty and then just, like, the fight that they've had this past year, like, I'm hoping that they can get the silver. As far as Russia, like, they're a fairly new team on the scene and also can be kind of inconsistent. Really, with the exception of Malnikova, like, everybody's pretty much, like, new. Mm-hmm. Like, you have Gerasimova, which, is she on the team, by the way? We don't know
who that fourth spot is going to be, because Valentina, and I think that's a big fact. Like, I think that's a detriment that they don't know who their team is a week out, and maybe I'll eat my words.
You guys see the picture of the team, and they had Lilia Kaimova was standing, she was wearing the same leotard as, like, the other girls. And then I forget who would have been the other individual, but basically there was four girls wearing one leotard and then two girls wearing another leotard. So people are thinking that Akaimova is going to end up being on the team.
Update, this is what happened. Kaimova is on the team.
Which, I'm not opposed to that. She has a more difficult vault, so she could definitely increase the team score there. But Gerasimova is also better on beam, and I feel like beam is, like, the event that's, like, they're least likely to hit, and she's kind of, like, their beamer. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Different strategies, I guess.
Can you, someone, explain for people who aren't caught up on it, because I just found all this out, like, yesterday, what's the deal here? Why it's her that's up for debate, and, like, there is this kind of these hints of these pictures now. But, like,
yeah, I kind of just thought they were waiting to see, like, they were basically trying to drag it out to the very last minute just to see who they wanted to put in or see who's doing best in training. Who knows? They might already have picked their team and maybe just not made it public yet. Like, we're over here all speculating on who it's going to be, and they're over there probably in Tokyo, like, doing their thing, and they already have their team. Who knows? I think it's possible that they already decided who the team is and they're just not telling us.
I think it technically doesn't matter, because they have everybody who's going to be there regardless. And it's really about who's competing in what event.
Yeah. It would be no different than if somebody was sick or injured at the last minute and they switched.
Yeah.
Out. Yeah. Like, I think by qualifications, we'd have to know who's on the team, but I don't know the specifics on like when a team actually has to be announced. I mean, yeah. I'm sure that they've had to communicate something to the FIG, but in terms of like the public knowing who the team is, like they could wait until qualifications or before qualifications,
like
drop somebody out. Just like
arguably
go down on the United States side, Michaela Skinner could
exactly.
Go
if something happens and they're like, we need to sub in because this person on the team can only compete two events.
Yeah, like
so we want to sub in Michaela Skinner.
Yeah,
I think that's what the situation is. But it really seems to be between Gerasimova and
Lilia Akhimova.
Yes, thank you. Can't pronounce. I was struggling to pronounce her last name. But that's who I think it's between.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah. We all know that's who it's between. That's not like that's not a novel. That's like not a novel thought.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, we might have an answer. And we might have to like.
I can edit it in.
But like, as of you know Thursday, it's like worth noting even that like we don't Thursday the 15th. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The Olympics start in like 8 days. And like mm-hmm. we don't know exactly.
Well, I'm actually going to pull up right now what the difference in that scoring would be. Give me 1 second.
The main problem for me with this is that we've been wanting to start selling this t-shirt that has all of the names. And does it matter if it's going to be all the same people?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I do have it technically ordered by like, this is the main team and then the plus people after, but they're still on the shirt.
Yeah.
It technically would be a structural typo rather than a typo.
Yeah.
That's the shirt you posted the other day, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's a really cool concept. I love that.
Thank you.
I think that everybody on the team should have their name on a shirt, like who's going to the Olympics. The bigger issue is we don't know if Martina Domenici is going.
Another update, that shirt is now available. And also Domenici is not going to the Olympics. And Abigail Magistrati will be taking her place.
Like, she had a doping thing and she's,
I thought I saw on Twitter that she's not going.
Why don't you just search for her name on Twitter and see?
Because I've been looking because I'm like, I need to know if I need to take off her name. And she's the first gymnast on the t-shirt because she's
from Argentina.
Argentina.
Okay, thank you.
She had a doping test. I read that she was, like contesting it or whatever.
So Balance Beam Situation said a day ago that the FIG put out an entry list which did not have her on it.
Okay. Well that's good.
But it also still had Georgia Villa on it.
And
she's obviously out.
Right.
Oh, right here, 6 hours ago. Argentina's Gymnastics Confederation just confirmed Abigail Magistrate will take Martina Domenici's
spot. Now, can someone explain to me why that spot goes to Argentina? The coincidence, you mean?
Yeah, the next person is also Argentina.
Are you saying that she got it from the all-around competition uh-huh. worlds?
Yeah.
Those spots are for the gymnast. So must be that the next person in line was from Argentina.
But it's also so hard because like when you look into it, you
impossible.
Have to like dig for that data.
I'm wrong. It's not impossible. That is what happened. She just happened to be from the same country.
Like I don't have the world's like score sheet in front of me, but you do have to dig for that data because then there's like so many people who don't qualify. Because
right.
Yeah.
Because their country, or whatever, like
yeah, so,
I'm gonna see if I can try to find something for
I knew I saw that today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we know so we can sell this t-shirt. I know that's
right. That's the other name. And then she was like, isn't she the first name on the shirt?
Yeah, she's literally the first name because I did all the individuals first. Who are by themselves because I think that they need recognition even though they're not on teams or not competing with someone else from their country. And those were all in alphabetical order of country. Because I don't always like the aesthetic of alphabetical order. And then it's the people who are competing with just two of them. And then if you have four or more, it doesn't matter. Like those are all mixed together. There was a lot of thought put into that.
I'm literally reading it in not English. It looks like
I'm looking. I think she literally just possibly is the next person in line.
That's what would make the most sense to me.
I'm looking at the qualification results from 2019. And she's like, Magistrati is 36th in qualification. So she didn't make the final. But when you look at all of the people in front of her, they're people from teams mm-hmm. who don't qualify, or they're people who are injured.
Interesting. Okay, so as of today then, Abigail Magistrati mm-hmm. is going in, also from Argentina, going mm-hmm. in the place of Martina Domenici from Argentina. So we'll get the shirt out. Yay.
And it just happens to be a coincidence that Abigail Magistrati is from Argentina.
Interesting.
That actually happened with another gymnast, I believe.
But. It did. It did. I'm forgetting who now, but it did.
It happened. Her name is Hannah.
For this Olympics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. When whoever was got hurt and then someone got pulled on the team. And then there, because the individual was placed with someone else from that country. Italy.
Not at the bottom.
Is Italy where Giorgia Bielak coming out means Vanessa Ferrari comes in, and then Lara Mori gets the plus one, and she's and coincidentally.
That is coincidental.
Yeah, I mean, they just like wouldn't have named, like they wouldn't have named Ferrari.
Right. But. No, they wouldn't. They would have pulled in Lara Mori. But yeah. Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a very convoluted thing that I'm going to have to cut down. The
qualifying thing is just so confusing. And I feel like in years past, I've known what's going on. I don't even know what's going on.
Okay, so
I have a podcast. I know what I'm talking about. I'm like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm so
I do feel like that Spencer explained it enough times that like I finally did understand it.
I've listened to it so many times though, and I'm still just like, I mostly get it.
That's me.
But it gets more complicated when you start start putting spots back into the all around qualification. Yeah. Like, because, you know, they had the four spots that you could get from being, you know, a vault medalist, or sorry, not a vault, an event medalist. Mm-hmm. And then they had to put those back in the mix. Like, because Chusovitina got there not from the all, like she got there from the all around rankings, but not by qualifying automatically through the all around.
Right.
Yeah, see, it's too complicated.
And she fell.
It's too complicated.
I just let everything unfold and I'll turn the TV on when the Olympics are on.
Basically.
Like, I feel like we're all really big gymnastics fans and we do pay attention, at least like somewhat. I don't think I'm as good with like a lot of like the smaller countries or stuff like that. Like, I think I know more about the big teams.
I can't tell you anything about MAG.
But the fact that we're all this confused though, I think is a problem.
Yes, I do.
Watch gymnastics frequently. Like, we should not be this confused.
Yeah. And it's also, I think, a media problem where like Spencer is kind of like, we found the answer even from Spencer. Like, Spencer is one of the best people in like filling these gaps, because like the articles I actually found just now about like who's mm-hmm. replacing who in Argentina, like for Argentina, it's all in Spanish. Like, right. And I had to use two different search engines to get any result that was relevant to what had happened. Like, one search engine gave me literally nothing. So, like,
I shouldn't have to question, is this because a country thing or because of a qualification number thing?
Right. Yeah, like,
it's both.
Now that the thing has happened, the news is as simple as like a tweet. So it's like, it's just like, there's so much going on that even like somebody probably has aggregated that news and we mm-hmm. haven't even seen it yet. So, yeah, you're right. It shouldn't be this confusing for people who are like actually paying attention for the most part.
Because and it is confusing because we constantly talk about how these spots are nominative to the athlete, but then you replace them with an athlete from the same country. And it's like, well, it's not because she's from the same country, but it is. And it's all about the two per country rule, and which I'm fine with. I don't, you know, or it's not two per country in this place, it's one per country in this place. But
Tom Forrester's favorite rule. That he's never heard of. I have medal predictions.
I want Japan to get the bronze.
I'm not opposed to that. And I think it's somewhat realistic if Russia or China make a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. I feel like if any one of them is to more likely make mistakes, it would be Russia for some reason. That's kind of my what I'm feeling too, just based off meets this year alone, like, and literally Beam. Like, it's literally going to come down to Beam, because Russia's great on like bars. They're pretty great on every event, and they're good on Beam too when they hit.
Yeah. See, here's the thing though. These like average taking people's scores thing is including falls for Russia. So this is all red, like the them coming in third just behind China is if they fall twice, basically. Mm-hmm. If they don't fall, they're easily in second. So it will actually not, like they can fall a couple of times and that they're still gonna come out with like a 169. Mm-hmm. On Beam. So like it has to be like a meltdown.
And China's in the same situation a lot with Beam. Like you're hitting or you're not hitting.
Yeah.
And they still have the top score, they still have the top ranked score on Beam as an like this year as an average.
Yeah. And it makes the like I don't know how I feel about three up, three count, but it does make it interesting, right? That like you can't like scratch a person who's fallen three times, like you have to have them go up and they might fall a fourth time.
See, I'm obsessed with that because I think that like, I love the idea of there is no room for error. It's you hit or you didn't, you fine, you won with a fall and you literally had to count a fall.
See, I feel like that's not very fun for the athletes, but for the
fans. No, but I love it as a spectator.
Yeah, the drama that will unfold.
I do feel bad for the athletes because it is a lot of pressure, but I also love it as a spectator. Like I want there to be, I want to feel tension. I don't want everything to be so cut and dry when I go into a sporting event.
Yeah, I guess if there's ever a chance for it to be appropriate for there to be like that high of a stakes, it would be like the literal Olympics.
Yeah. So like, do I think that's always the best formula? Absolutely not. But I think it's,
it makes sense for the Olympics.
You know, I'm more chaotic, and one of my fantasy leagues says that you have to have your roster of gymnasts has to have it be on at least one lineup. And if they did that and said you can't just drop one person for the team final, like you can't, you have to use everybody at least once. I would love that's so chaotic, but I would love it so much.
The other thing I wanted to say about the team is so, like the first thing we kind of said was like, well, the US is going to get gold, like it's by this margin, whatever. And that's like basically true. There's obviously like theoretically things happen. This entire quad though, like Tom and gymnasts and media and like probably us at some point, I've heard a lot of people saying like the Americans are real, like we could take a bunch of different teams and we would win. And like, that's not true. The difference between the US and China is the difference between Simone and Suni. Like if you duplicated Suni, who is amazing, and you put her in Simone's place, like that margin goes down a ton. Mm-hmm. If you take what's more realistic is if you had Suni, Jordan, Grace, and say Michaela Skinner. Mm-hmm. As like a realistic what these teams might look like post Simone, like that team's like coming in pretty square with China.
Mm-hmm. I think in years past it's always been the United States is gonna win, like no matter what you can send anybody and the US is gonna win. I think we've all believed that for so long, it's been true in the past, but I think people are underestimating Russia and China. Mm-hmm. And like everybody else and how they've stepped it up.
And also
I think this is going to be the last Olympics, maybe in our lifetimes, but at least in this like era where it is unambiguous, like this unambiguous that the US is like clearly the number one
going into the Olympics. Unless we have someone else come out as like
a Simone
of some sort from any country.
But I was gonna say any other country is like also could and probably does like have a Simone in the works. Like it's not necessarily going to be us,
and we don't know who that person is, because remember Simone was not always Simone.
Yeah,
you know. And I do think it's going to be really interesting when I constantly have to hear the U.S. could bring, yeah, a whole second team. Like, they used to say, oh, you could bring the B team and win a gold medal. You have a B team that would be in contention for a gold medal. I am not saying that that's not true, but I don't think it's the case. I don't think you say, oh, we're sending in.
When Simone is done, the situation is going to be very different.
But don't you feel like that, though?
Because I love it.
It's more competitive, and that makes it more fun to watch. Like, it's after a while, I feel like it gets old when it's like, Simone's always going to win the all-around and all the events. USA is always going to win the team title. Like, I kind of like the competition and, like, people being able to contend with the United States.
And we haven't had- even if Simone stays but doesn't compete the all-around and becomes, like, an event, essentially only competes vault.
Yeah, which then becomes fascinating because then the U.S. has to address the fact that they refuse to look at anything but all-around standings. So, like, either way, it gets real interesting real quick.
Because I'm of the mind of, like, let's have Simone can compete forever, but I think it would be interesting if she decided to just compete as a specialist, just because it does open up that way more. Like, again, not to go back to fantasy gymnastics, but one of the leagues I'm in, I got Simone, but Simone is only allowed to be counted on bars and beam to take away the advantage. And I kind of love that because it's like, yeah, otherwise if you have Simone, it's like, well, you're going to win. You have such an advantage.
Right. I think too, when we're talking about, like, even like the USA B team. So if we like just look at the alternates, like, I feel like this Olympics in particular, it actually does apply. Like, we do kind of have to think about it because of COVID. And like, what happens if something happens and like the whole, you know, main team, like the current Olympic team has to go out, then we are looking at the B team and like, do you feel confident that they would get gold? Because I don't.
I don't. Absolutely. I think they could medal. Yeah. And that's nothing against that team, but that team doesn't have Simone and that huge advantage. They're in contention for medals, but I don't think it's not a done deal. Like, you could have said maybe with a different combination. It's not even, because this isn't even talking about different combinations of gymnasts either. Like, we don't have a situation where we're swapping in Leanne at the last second. It's team or no team.
Maybe. So there has been situations apparently so far where people had been replaced and they have replaced the individual and the team, but then the whole team tested positive. So like, it hasn't been working.
What doesn't make sense to me is that the United States, from my understanding, they're all in the same hotel, even the alternates.
Weren't they all on the same flight too?
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense because if the logic is supposed to be that the team got exposed, you need to bring in that second team. But like, if they're all together, aren't they all exposed to each other? Like,
and I think, and I get it from like a vaccine science standpoint of all but one of these people, as far as we know at this point, we haven't necessarily gotten updates, but like, we think that all but one of these people is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So, and the likelihood of, even if that one unvaccinated person contracts COVID, the chance of the folks who are vaccinated, even in close proximity to that, like that person testing positive, is still relatively low. The chances of those people testing positive like a second time in a row is really, really, really low. But the chance of those people testing positive long enough that like they have to get yanked is big enough that it's worth thinking about. That like, I do think in general, for the most part, because people are vaccinated, like if one of the vaccinated people tests positive, you can almost definitely just yank that person out and you won't have, like, everybody else will continue to test negative.
I do want to be clear that if you put in the US alternates into score for score, they are not meddling based on the average scores from this year.
Yeah.
And that's, again, those are only scores from this year. It's a crazy year. Now, if you put that in the average from this quad.
How come you can access more helpful information in like 3 minutes than apparently is utilized by the people making these freaking teams?
Because I have bookmarks in my toolbar.
Well, you need to send that to Tom Forster.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'd be like, do you need my bookmark folder?
Is that the, like, hi, Tom, have you heard of bookmarks?
Like, what's my bookmarks? Gymnastics at the 2020 Summer Olympics, women's artistic qualification. I need the qualification page, the gym turnet, the balance beam situation, gym Novosti, score for score. Oh, and fantasy gymnastics, which doesn't matter because that's NCAA. But that's my folder. And that's just stuff. And then that's not even other stuff that I have in my toolbar that's not in a folder because I constantly, they are in medal contention. It's still like they're tied with the Japan. They're like slightly lower than Japan if you use scores from this quad.
Interesting.
So if Tim Daggett wants to go ahead and say that, he's wrong. And I'll call him on it because he's not doing the math. And this, again, I just think we need to be realistic. And if, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the US, whether or not they're going to get the gold medal. And I do think it's a done deal unless there's a catastrophe or they have to pull the entire team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I really do think that the US is going to have to fight to medal.
Yeah.
Because the scores right now are not backing up a medal.
What if Simone got hurt?
Who are you replacing then? Who are you putting Leanne on the team then?
Leanne would be the next highest scoring, I think. Well, unless...
Yeah, except for they would totally put Mick.
And yeah, yes, they would. Yeah, I'm not thinking.
They would absolutely put Mick and give someone else Mick's spot.
They would give Leanne Mick's spot.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put that in. I can do that.
Like, should they do it both? Because they should put in Leanne.
Okay. But like, let me look.
What is that? What would happen? I absolutely not.
Let me look. Okay, so you know, four up. We're doing this as four up, three count, because whatever. I have to add them. Okay, so if you did it with Michaela, which is most likely what it would be, if they're scoring an average, oh wait, that's the wrong scores. And we're looking at this season to compare to, or this year to compare to Spencer's scores. Yeah. They're getting a 169. So they're right there with China and Russia. If you put in Leanne instead of Michaela,
that's a crazy difference, y'all.
It is. It is truly a Simone difference. If you put in Leanne, oh wait, it's also a 169, but I think Michaela might actually be the higher scoring team.
That's what I thought. She I is. Thought Skinner was on the highest scoring team.
Also, like, I'm not correct. Saying, also, I just want to clarify too, that it's not like in any way unfair that Simone is like this far ahead of everyone. She should be even further ahead if her skills are valued in a way that was appropriate. Like, she is actually doing, so like, it's Mick not is like
about
a...
about 0.2. It's not exact, but it's about 0.2 if Mick is on the team. But they are still sitting there right with, like, they're below Russia, technically, in the average. So they're sitting there right with China and Russia.
That's crazy.
But I love that for China and Russia.
Yeah.
I do, too. And I don't, like... And I was like, knock on every piece of wood that we can all find. But like, that's the stuff that I think is in the team conversation. That's the thing that I think is interesting for me to kind of note about like where we are at this moment in time before this Olympics happens is like, for people who are watching this and like, maybe don't know what to pay attention to, I think like, this might be the last time in a while that we see this level of American like domination in the team.
I feel like it's about time though, honestly.
Oh, absolutely.
I do too. I will say that I think it is unfair in the way that I have said, I think it's a little unfair to the gymnasts who I've said, well, there's a possibility they couldn't medal. But we also have to remember those gymnasts never would have been put on a team by themselves together.
Right.
Like it's always been in combination. And the only reason we are having to talk about it that way is because of COVID protocol. So I feel really bad being like, well, if you were on, like, I don't mean, you know, if those four gymnasts are on, they wouldn't medal. It literally has to do with team construction.
They did not construct an alternate team, which was crazy.
Yes. They should. They did not construct a B team. They said, here are four athletes who can fill in. They didn't construct a B team.
Which is insane.
Because if you constructed a B team, maybe they would have been in medal contention, but they're not.
Am I crazy for also thinking like, okay, I probably am crazy, I wouldn't even have them on the same flight, not because of like COVID, but like in case the plane crashes. Like, you know what I mean?
Talk to figure skating.
Right. Like, I would have the alternates be a team that makes sense. First of all, a team of five people that makes sense as its own team. Because if that team makes sense as its own team, if the whole team has to go out, if the whole team's like in a plane crash, you have
the alternates. On wood.
Yeah, I mean, they're already there, so. But like, you have this alternate team that makes sense. If, or even if like, screw COVID, if like mono goes around or like strep goes around or, you know what I mean? Like,
sorry, mono.
Mag's there, so they're in the village. People have already been posting all of the dating profiles they're seeing of like athletes and employees who are like in Tokyo for the next month. So, true story. Like, it doesn't have to be COVID. Like, all kinds of stuff could take your whole team out.
Right.
There could be like a, like, who knows? Like,
they all get food poisoning because they ate shellfish the night before the.
It could literally be anything.
It can be anything. So, and if you have an alternate team that makes sense as its own team, you can also then use that strategically to pull in to no matter who you are losing. Mm-hmm. So if you're losing a person who's really strong in bars and beam, if you've constructed another team that has another person who's strong in bars and beam, because you let Morgan go to trials, then you can sub that person in, like you kind of just construct the same team twice with different people, basically. And then you, like, each person kind of has like who their understudy would be.
That's what's so wild too, is because this is like that alternate team, they are not weak gymnasts by any means.
They have
such great scores, but the scores do not complement each other in team structure. Like,
it just feels very random.
It feels so random.
Well, yeah, because it's just like, all on standings. Because the difference that we have, that the 4-point lead that we have, that the US has over all the other countries, is literally just on vault. Like, if you.
And floor.
No, not by four. We have 4/10 over China on floor, okay. And we have 4 points over China on vault. And then the other two scores are like a 43 and a 42 flipped back and forth. The difference is vault. We have an A team that can apparently score a 45, like a 45 on vault, 3-3 count. And a B team where it's not going to be a 41, which is what's competitive on vault if you're not the US. That's not their fault. They were never intended to be a team.
I'm also now scrubbing in all of the alternates for the fourth spot. Sorry, Grace McCallum. But that was the spot that was most up in the air.
Yeah.
Leanne's pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think USA Gymnastics, if you look at the document that they were looking at when they selected the team, I'm pretty sure they had a highest scoring team.
They lose a point if they put Kara Aker on the team.
They lose a point.
They lose a point. Oh my gosh, you guys, they lose a point.
Oh my God.
It's a point. I just, you know,
out
it's
of our four.
Like, really? Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Out of the four of their 4-point lead, they lose a point.
In like the worst case scenario, like U7, like yeah.
In they the way lose, that makes yeah. They don't lose like, yeah, they're losing tenths with
Kayla Michelle, Jeff
Wong. It's nuts. It's like, yeah, you have all these gymnasts who are a great alternates, but they're not a team together. You essentially put 5 5th place people together.
Yeah.
And said this is a team. That's what you did. That's you put so the weird. five 5th place all arounders together and said, yeah, this is our team now. Like, yeah, you so lose weird. A point with Emma Malabuyo. Okay. Like,
well, I guess the hope is that we won't have to put the second team in and we can just stick with the team and hopefully get the gold, right?
40-5 on ball. Yeah, and then the team final is also where we can expect to hopefully see the Yurchenko double pike because event finals does not have freaking warm-ups.
Which is insane.
Which we'll talk about on your episode. And so they, she's not going to do it there. So I pulled up, Kia, thank you for sending me this, everyone's best all-around scores.
And it's not a compiled score. It's like the best score they have scored in a single competition. Thank you, Lauren, from thegymter.net.
In 2021. Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically single best score in 2021. And so we can kind of start talking through what we think may happen in the individual all-around final. And to some extent, it kind of starts in the same way where it's like, well, Simone, like the lead is not as big, mm-hmm. Simone to Suni or Suni to other people. Mm-hmm. There is like a 2.5 point lead between that Simone has over Suni.
But as we know, Suni can outscore Simone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If Simone has a really, really bad day.
Yeah, we did see that day two of trials. So we know it's possible. It is. I think, yeah, Simone winning, kind of expecting that, very much expecting that.
Yeah.
I think the bigger question is going to be the battle between second and third, but also the battle of like who's going to get to Procrunchyroid out, because mm-hmm. that's going to really determine who could be second, who could be third. There's literally like five people that it could actually be.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I also want to note that when Suni did outscore Simone, it was with her lower bars difficulty because she did not make mm-hmm. the connection.
Yeah.
So I think that's important too, because I know that's come up
and only a 3 pass 14, which she's supposed to do 4 in Tokyo. We'll see if it happens.
So from a like who advances to per country US, like it barring all like major incidents, Simone and Suni. R2. And then mathematically speaking, our do y'all know who, like what this list is? Because this is crazy.
Yeah, so, this list is nuts.
So then for the US just specifically, then it would be Chiles. And then we have to jump all the way down to 12th. And then it's Leanne Wong.
Yes.
And then 15th and 16th is Skinner and McCallum. So
in that order,
that's weird. Put that like Cardi B, that's suspicious, that's weird. So like I guess maybe theoretically there's a world in which it's Jordan Chiles,
and if you jump down slightly farther it's Kayla DiCello, and then Emma Malabuyo and Kara Aker and Jade Carey.
You know who's above Kara Aker is Sky Blakely, who isn't there. Like
like all of the alternates.
Jade Carey is down at 32nd.
All of the alternates are in the top 50 all around scores.
Yes.
Which is impressive. We have
Leanne, Kayla, Emma, and
Carey. Also like so are a bunch of other Americans.
Yeah, they are. So like people need to stop worrying about the US having a depth problem. They're still depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be Simone depth.
It is interesting though that you have like, we have people like Shailese who like who aren't even an alternate, who like her highest all-around score is higher than like Ava Stewart, than Melanie, than
Yurdake.
Yeah, Yurdake. Like that, we are pretty stacked in the all-around. Sky Blakely at 20, tied for 26 above Jade Carey, Kara Aker is, she's tied for 26 with Jessica Gerardova.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's going to be cheaper. It's going to be super
country. And you know, I think super country is a good thing. They, you know, other sports, you know, don't have super country. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's nice to not see a country just completely sweep the medals.
Yeah.
And you know,
especially in a sport where access to equipment and ability to not work while you're competing, like there's so much like socioeconomic stuff. It's head to like most elite sport, but like especially gymnastics. Yeah.
This is not track. You cannot do gymnastics on the street.
Yeah.
You could do your 4 pass, I guess, on the street, but that was
so crazy. We in particular need a super country rule because like if you look at the top 10 scores, it is three of the richest countries in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are at all 10 of those spots. So,
mm-hmm. And the first person outside of the US, Russia, or China to be like a top all around score is Nina. And yeah. then it's Rebecca from Brazil.
Andrade, yeah. Other thought, like, what are you guys' thoughts about individual all around?
So I think Simone Suni, I agree with that. I think that obviously, given the day, Jordan can do it, but Suni, you know, like we saw at nationals and trials, she does more consistently show the ability to be that second person. Obviously, like anything could happen. So I'm acknowledging that. Jordan, I feel like, has been the most consistent, I think is fair to say, across the board. Like, I don't think she's fallen at any of the major meets this year. I think she fell at the Woga Classic, like, way like long
before
ago.
Winter Cup.
Yeah, but like yeah. since Winter Cup, like she's been on a roll. So she definitely yeah. is like, I'm excited and curious to see what's going to happen there, but I'm going to go with Suni.
I have Jordan and my podium, but that's just purely like what I want to happen. There's a little bit of emotions in there. Like I want to see Simone and Jordan on the medal podium together at the Olympics. I think that would be so cool,
especially because a year ago, I don't think anyone really had Jordan on yeah. their Olympic team. Yeah. So if she could get a medal in the all around, that would be huge.
But I acknowledge that Suni is maybe a little bit more likely to actually make it. And then I have Victoria Listanova from Russia. So my prediction is Simone gold, Victoria Listanova silver. And then, I mean, I personally, on my list over here, I put Jordan. That's just what I want to happen. So then I would have Jordan with the bronze or my Murakami. I'd be cool with either.
Yeah. Because we haven't seen, I think, full vault difficulty from Mai in a while. So if Mai pulled out her highest difficulty, you know, that's a possibility.
Yeah. What do you guys think for like Russia? Because I know there's a big battle between Listanova, Malnikova, and Arazova. Well, I was just going to say, so obviously I think Listanova, because she, you know, we were going through that list with like who has the highest scores from this year. Listanova's third on that list. And then she's also undefeated in the all around this year. Granted, there hasn't been like, she hasn't gone up against the United States. And so I feel like it's kind of hard to make that comparison because it's like there's so many people that she hasn't gone up against. But just to note, she is technically undefeated in the all around. And then yeah. Malnikova, I feel like she's the kind of person that she pulls it together like when she needs mm-hmm. to. Like in qualifications, she always hits. Like at Europeans and Russian Cup, she qualified in first. But then when she gets to the all-around final, that's when she always like kind of falls apart. And then she gives it away to either like Listanova or somebody else. So I don't know. I feel like Listanova, I have her as one of the yeah. two Russians. I think I'm going to go with Malnikova second just because she has a good track record in qualifications of doing what she needs to do.
It feels right.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. I just want it to be her. Yeah.
I think that she's going to get two per country. And this is purely feelings because Irzova is on my fantasy team. So I really need her in the all around final. But I think it will be down between the two of them. I think Listanova is in that all around final easily.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's been talking about her, like she's been the up and coming, you know, Russian gymnast. And I think, I don't know who the other fourth Russian gymnast could also be in that conversation because we don't know who it is, Valentina.
Right. Well, and two with like Arazova, she was second at nationals, second at Russian mm-hmm. Cup. So I feel like she is hot on Malnikova's heels. So yeah. it really is just going to depend on like kind of like team final, same conversation, who hits beam.
I feel like also who's doing the all around.
Yeah.
Wait, everybody does the all around.
Everybody can. Everybody can. Yeah.
Right. Because it's four up, three count. For so what? Everybody. Has to be all around, which I also love as a concept because I love upsets. I do.
Yeah. And then with China, you have Li Shijia like up in that top five, but then like the rest of the team basically like is in that top 10 and all kind of clumped together. So it's hard to really say.
I think, and like
for China.
Yeah, at least CJ's injured, so like she's one of the top scorers, but like she ain't even gonna be there, which is
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like I'm still stuck on the Hooper Country, honestly, because it's like with China, like any of those girls could advance on any given day.
Yeah.
So OU Shan, she has the highest scoring potential, but she didn't do all around at like their last trial. So I don't know if she's dealing with some sort of injury. So I'm not quite sure if we're going to actually see her like going for the all around. But she does have the highest scoring potential out of anyone on the team. Then there's Liu Yufei, national champion. And she's continuing to add difficulty too. Like she also just added like a new vault in. So I feel like she's someone who could be in the mix. They have Jun Jin. She won both the final trials and the all around. Tan CG second at Worlds 2019. Like these were all people on their team. It's like, who's in the all around final? Gonna be? Pick your fighter.
Yeah. It is crazy though. Like I'm looking at like besides Nina Dorel of like Belgium. Not until Mai for Japan at 18 and then Ellie Black at like 20 for Canada. It's not until you get to like 26 where that starts to be where we include US people who didn't quite like who aren't on the team or alternates that you start to see people who aren't US, Russia, and China. So it is going to be interesting just because like Tuber country is still a thing. Like there are going to be other people
who
qualify.
Ellie Black is going to make the final.
Yeah.
And you have, Jessica Gadarova is going to make the final and Georgia Godwin and Diana Varinska from Ukraine. Like, you know, all those people are making the final. Melanie from France.
Yep.
I have her down to someone.
I cannot pronounce properly, but
I would love for Melanie to get a medal. I don't know if it's going to happen in the all around.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't be mad. I love her.
I would love to see, just before fun, somebody who wasn't the United States, Russia, or China on the podium. That could be a lot of different people. That could be Andrade. Like, I would love that for her.
We forgot about Flavia.
Yeah.
Not to clarify, not that I forgot about Flavia. I think I'm more considering her for like maybe event finals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Around, I would never forget about Flavia. She's my like.
I love her. I mean, a lot of people wonder if it'll be Nina. Nina has been close in the all around before. She was fourth in the all around at 2019 Worlds.
Something surprising would happen. Like she would have to come with like upgrades or something that like we just don't know about right now.
Yeah, I don't think her bar score can carry her to the podium. I don't think her all around is strong enough to make it in a podium in a field this deep.
Mm-mm. I don't either.
I mean, we know she's going into the bar. She'll be on the bars podium, barring a huge disaster. And then we'll get to that, but I think a lot of people wonder if she'll make the podium, and I just don't really think that's realistic.
No, I agree. I feel like it's going to come down to the two Americans, the two Russians, and the two Chinese, whoever they end up being. I think it's going to come down to those.
And it could easily, and I also think we should acknowledge, it could also, because it's the Olympics and people pull out of the stops, it could easily not have, there could not be two Americans on that podium.
Yeah.
I hate that for Suni or Jordan, but I think it's also a possibility that that's what happens.
Yeah, like the margins here are not so big to where like it's impossible.
This isn't like when we all were like, yes, Allie's going to get the silver.
All right, any other thoughts about individual all-around final other than like slightly anticlimactic? There's three countries that are really in this thing. Still some opportunities for things to be interesting.
Yeah, I think other than Simone, nothing else is guaranteed. So that might be exciting. Oh, for sure. But I really think the biggest battle, like we've said already before, like it's going to be qualifications and who even makes it to the final. Like that's the real battle. And then from there, obviously second, third is still up in the air. But like, yeah, I mean, I think it'll still be a really exciting final, even though we know that Simone is most likely going to win. I still think there's a lot to like look forward to, and there's still a lot that's up in the air about it. So looking forward to that.
And also Simone most likely won't do full difficulty.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't need to. Like,
doesn't need to, and why risk injury when you still have event finals? Like,
yeah.
That you don't get to have warm-ups in.
Okay, so for the other half of this conversation, we're going to talk through all of the event finals. Go check out the episode of All Things Gymnastics that came out today as well. We also just love them, and you should be listening anyways. So if both of these didn't pop up at your feed at the same time,
that's on you.
Fix it.
Or it might be on me if I'm posting it as wrong. But, you know, we're not going to go there.
Go subscribe to them if you haven't already. They do a wonderful job. Check out the other half of our conversation, and we'll see you over there. Through the pointing, I'm sure, is going to help the audio listeners.
Oh, I'm like, we're done.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.